Greet to you, good things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then once again, what a great privilege for us to be together today. And we love the Lord Jesus Christ for the work that he's doing with us. We would like to really be thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ for his mercies, and that I knew every morning. And we are truly grateful for this time and opportunity that he has given us.
Amen.
And without a waste of time, saints, and you forgive us for those little few moments, saints. I had a session just before here, and I thought it was important for me to actually get through with it. By the grace of God, we are here now. And we have a sermon today. We need to look into it. That Jesus owns the command that he has done and the promises that he has done. We need to look into that promise, because if we want to are serious about the issue of going to the rapture, there are some certain things we need to know about this thing, about going to the rapture. We can't just go to the rapture out of the blue, and it cannot be just the work of anybody.
Amen.
Or any dictionary coming from anywhere. It is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now that is very, very important that we may understand it. Now, the reason why we are bringing these teachings, it is so that the people of God may find their escape. Especially in this time. It's not an easy thing, because many people, they go their own ways, and then people believe what they believe, what they can believe, which is now presented to them at this time.
Amen.
Unfortunately, also the Lord has presented to us also something more important.
Amen.
And then we cannot ignore in the times, because now we're not just going to heaven. Because we chose and made decisions that I'm going to go to heaven, I'm going to make this and so forth. No. Nobody makes the decision.
Amen.
God makes a choice or a choosing. And then and God in his program knows exactly if it was a choice of a person.
Yeah.
The excellent sacrifice of Cain would have been accepted.
Yes, sir.
And Cain
yes,
would have been respected also.
Amen.
But it's not a choice of a person. It comes by a revelation that one sees these things. And says, because you have heard the word and you have heed to the invitation, we believe that you are those people,
yes, sir,
that were actually seen by Christ in him before the foundation of the world, and then he chose us in him. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So our message today, without a waste of time today, our message is simple. We want to continue on this mini series within the series that we have of our journey to the rapture. There's a mini thing that we are dealing with there, the need for Elijah in the last days.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus Christ himself said, truly, truly, Elijah must first come.
Amen.
And restore all things.
Amen.
So that's very important. We cannot miss that.
Amen.
We cannot miss the angel of the Lord in the last days. We can't have to. We can't miss that. We need to capture that.
Amen.
It's very important that we really get to that. All right, and then basically what we will deal with here. And then we read the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. Chapter 22, verse 16. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16. This is very important that we will be engaging on right now. This is really, really important, and I believe that the saints will enjoy what the Lord is actually doing for us. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, and then the 16th verse. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Now, the word church here is ecclesia. ecclesia, which means the congregation or the assembly of people convening together in a public place where the word of the Lord is shared. So it is the gathering of the people. Actually, the word, as we spoke, the word church is not original word of the Bible. It's not. It's neither Greek nor Aramaic. Neither is it Hebrew. So the word there, meaning ecclesia, it is the word, original word, in the place where it is written church. Just like the word hell. The word hell was not actually used in the original translation. So, because if you talk about hell, it can actually refer to many other things. You see, so they talk about Gehenna, Hades, Sheol, and all those kind of things. See, the grave and so forth. So we need to, as we learn these things, we need to have an understanding of what we're dealing with so that we are not lost within it. So Jesus saying here, he will send his angel, he has sent his angel to the churches now. He uses the word sent so that in the time that we are living in, we know it can be lie.
Amen.
Are we getting there? It can be a lie. He sent the angels. He's not going to send them. He sent the angels. So when we reach that particular, oh, hallelujah. When we reach that age, when we are in that time, we should know that the angel is sent.
Amen.
That's very important.
Yes, sir.
The angel is already sent.
Amen.
And then specifically sent to the churches.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, the prophet says that there are actually seven spirits of the Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 5. Seven spirits, which the scripture says there are seven spirits, but it says not seven spirits, actually one spirit, which is this particular angel that we are dealing with here. Because we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is actually the angel of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Now we will look into the Old Testament and see the angel of Jesus Christ that has been engaging with all prophets.
Amen.
So, which we call the angel of the covenant.
Amen.
You see, who appeared to Moses, who appeared to Abraham, who appeared to Jacob, Isaac, who appeared to Noah, he appeared to Henoch, and so forth.
Amen.
So this is the angel of the covenant. You see that we are referring to.
Amen.
So the angel of the covenant, we call him the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the spirit of Christ that engaged all the prophets in the Old Testament. And then, now, because we believe in this formula, Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New.
Yes, sir.
Are we getting it?
Amen.
So now, in the Old Testament, he had a particular form and mannerism wherewith he engaged with the people. And in the New Testament, he came and became God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. So, and he engaged with the people during the 3.5 years as Emmanuel, God with us. And his engagement was different from that of the Old Testament. Are we getting there?
Amen.
Or the times of the Tanakh, meaning the times of Abraham, the patriarchs, and so forth. Well, let me just put it that way. And now, he came as it was prophesied that he would be what? He would be with us. He would be Emmanuel, God with us. He says, the virgin shall conceive, and then that which shall be brought forth shall be what? Called Emmanuel, God with us. You see? Now, this is very, very important. If we actually follow that well, that Jesus said, it is expedient that I should leave. So if I do not go, then the Comforter will not come. To him, the Comforter was to us.
Amen. Amen.
Because the Comforter is the ever presence. In the church, the ever presence and the ever present engagement of Christ in the church. He comes to us now in the form of the Spirit. Now not just being working with us, but in us.
Amen.
Because now, by the Holy Spirit, he becomes God in us. The same God, not another God.
Amen.
And it's not a split of three personalities. No, it is the same God changing offices.
Amen.
Just like me, I can be a pastor now, preacher, preaching, and also I go home and be the father to my children husband to my wife, and I go to work, I become an employee to a particular company, and I, you see, I can be an uncle to my nephews and so forth. You can. It does not make me or split me in different people or personalities. No.
Amen.
It is the same person who occupies or serves in different offices.
Amen.
So that's what we need to understand. That's what we're dealing with. Now, Jesus here acclaims, and Jesus here owns it, owns the statement that I have done this.
Amen.
This is a done deal. So it means there is not, this is not going to be a missed call. Are we getting there?
Yes, sir.
There is no way this would be a thing that we say it didn't happen.
My, my.
So every preacher now must come to the scent.
Yes,
the
sir.
Past tense scent.
Hallelujah.
Every Christian must account to that Jesus said, I have sent.
Amen.
And I send it where? To the churches.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So anyone who is in the church is responsible for the word sent.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
He says, I have sent my angel.
Hallelujah.
And it is important that we should respect this particular authoritative speech or sentence that Jesus is going to bring before us.
Amen. Amen.
It's a speech of authority. He said, I sent, not I will send.
Amen.
So that we do not have a problem with the future tense. That it may, maybe it will happen.
Oh.
Or maybe it will be something that we don't expect. He said, he sent. It means that is a happening, a happenings that has happened.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's a happenstance.
Amen.
Are we getting there?
Hallelujah.
It's a thing that happens.
Yes, sir.
And that the Lord has said
Amen.
It will happen.
Amen.
So therefore, we need to check the time and ask the Lord. You said you send the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the angel?
Mm-hmm.
We need to find in the scripture. The scripture says they of found in the scripture the fulfillment of the prophecy
Amen.
At a particular time and era. Can you imagine in the time of Daniel? Daniel comes and tell begins to speak to, oh hallelujah, to the angel. Now Daniel, the scripture says, he understood by the books the times. If Daniel had to understand by the books the times, what should we do to understand the times? We have to understand by the books again to find out what is the promise of God for our time so that we may be able to work with God in his program. Otherwise, we would be, oh my, doing a vanity work.
Amen.
We are going to do what God did not ask us to do, my sister. What the Lord would be, we would be doing presumptuous work.
Amen.
Trying to please God, who's not asking us to please him. Because God is pleased already.
Amen.
He told us he's well pleased in Jesus. That's why nobody can please God without faith.
Amen. Amen.
And faith is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Because faith comes as the word is received from God. Are we getting that?
Amen.
Faith comes as the word is received from God. So we need to learn to honor this program or process that God has in working with his people.
Amen.
And people don't understand that. And that's the most terrible thing. To miss the honor process. The honor process means, it means that you are able to see a gift of God and you can benefit from it.
Amen. Amen.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
The scripture says, he who receives a prophet in the name of the prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward. There is a reward in receiving the one whom God has sent.
Amen.
And now we're sending a message today. We want to see the reward if we indeed truly have received the gift of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Otherwise, you have not received the prophet.
No.
Because you can't separate the prophet from his message.
Yes, sir.
We need to understand that.
No way.
You can't separate them.
Amen.
So we're trying to be polite because the prophet wanted to be as much polite as he can be so that the people are not worshipping him. And on the other side, he was caught between the rock and the hard place.
That's true. Yes.
Because he is told you must make the people to believe you. And he has to find the people believing him as God.
No.
He has to make people to see him as nothing but the servant of God.
No. My.
That was a terrible assignment. It was a thin line.
Oh, my.
A thin line.
My.
But the truth is, he who believes the one whom he has sent, he is in the God's program, working with God.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. But we need to understand what the Lord Jesus has done in the last day, because what he has done here, by sending his angel, he is confirming and he is actually telling us, nobody would say the book of Revelation was just a mysterious thing.
Oh my. Amen. Amen.
Because the book of Revelation encompasses the entire Bible.
Yes, sir.
So he says, the angel to testify unto you these things.
Amen.
The things that has been written in the book of Revelation. There must be an angel that testifies.
Amen.
These things. And now understand, when we say testify, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Are you getting there? So it means there must be a man with a prophetic ministry.
Amen.
To bring this particular wonderful news. And there are people, I tell you, they are not even the message. Who has honored the prophet more than we have honored him in the
message. Yes, sir.
And they share the anointing.
No.
Amen. It's the prophet's reward. They share that anointing. Then God gives them a, oh my, hallelujah. He gives them a taste of this thing that they are honoring. So that they are assured within themselves.
Amen.
That indeed Jesus has sent the prophet.
Oh, hallelujah.
Indeed, he has sent his angel. So the word angel here is interpreted into a messenger. Now I want you to understand the word messenger in the Old Testament, in the book of Hebrews, in the Old Testament, by a Hebrew translation is messenger. So in the New Testament, they use the word angel, not necessarily referring to the angels of heaven. But the word angel here means a messenger. Are we getting it? So the word angel here is a messenger. So now we need to understand that the messenger that is going to be sent is going to be sent to the churches. Are we getting it? It's going to be sent to the churches. Now, I want you to understand that Jesus Christ, he is calling himself that messenger. I'm going to repeat that. Jesus Christ, he is calling himself that messenger. This is going to be painful to the people who thinks we honor the messenger as Jesus Christ. Because that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If you do not honor me as Jesus Christ,
amen,
then you have missed the mark.
Amen.
I'm not saying you should worship me, but you should honor as you do the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have to teach the people honor.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to be apologetic about
sir.
It.
Amen.
Because this is a truth that can save your life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How will you receive from me without an honor?
Oh, my.
Praise the Lord. There are people who like honor and who like calling people sons, who like calling people fathers and so forth. You need to understand that. That your effect within the person's life or ministry should afford you the ability to say, my father, or my son.
Amen.
It's not a matter of a person being old.
Amen.
Older than you. Then you call me your son because I'm older than you. If you say son, you must make me understand what you're referring to.
Mm.
Because you need to tell me, how have you impacted my ministry?
Mm.
And how have you blessed me to become what I am.
Oh.
When you call me son.
Cool.
Wow. Now, I can make an example. You know what? I have learned so much a little in terms of honor and sonship and fatherhood from Apostle Kumalo than I have ever. You understand that?
Amen.
Because God gave him grace to understand what this is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And such a grace has protected him, has impacted him with so much that his enemies that are around and close, the spirit of darkness that seem to attack, seem to be down.
Amen. Amen.
Because amen. The man knows the principle of honor.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He knows it even better than myself.
My.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
So, why do I talk about honor? Because when Jesus is telling us here, and oh, hallelujah, I want you to get me. I don't know, man of God,
yes,
but this is becoming too much to me.
Sir. Yes,
I want you to get me. He said he sent an angel, and Jesus owns this matter. And the angel came with good news. Nobody can go to the rapture without the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Being disclosed. The book of Revelation holds that mystery. It holds everything for the church. The benefits of the church.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, when Jesus came on earth, he finishes when he started with the Beatitudes. Taking the things from the Old Testament. Oh, hallelujah. You don't get me. He took them from the Old Testament and started to correct them and started to bless people.
Amen. Amen.
We call them the Beatitudes. Blessed art thou because of this and so forth. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that are mocked. Blessed are the pure in heart. You understand? The Beatitude. He taught on the mountain. Are we getting that?
Amen.
Now, I want you to understand that the church in the New Testament has got the seven last Beatitudes. And they're in the book of Revelation.
Amen. Amen.
Are we getting it? Now, I will share them with you now to try to show you the importance of receiving the messenger of the book of Revelation.
Amen.
The angel of Jesus Christ. And we cannot deny, because Jesus sent that angel. And it is not a flying angel. This angel has already told us who he is.
Amen.
Now, listen to what... Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. He says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. So, if you do not honor me, you will never honor this angel. I tell you like
hallelujah! Shah!
Or if you honor the angel and not honor me as your pastor,
amen,
then therefore you are going to honor the angel wrong.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We need to change the attitude
of
the people in their message.
Do some of that.
Their mentality concerning the servants of the Lord needs to change.
Sure. Aye.
We need to do that. And that's very important. And now I'm going to endorse on this because it's very important.
Right.
We're supposed to be receiving so much. I know many will be listening to Pastor Deli, Pastor Deli, and so forth, and so forth. And then Pastor Warren, and then these ministers, and so forth. And so much that one receives. Then I ask myself, do people understand how they can just receive from a person speaking to other people in tape?
Amen.
Just because we do not understand the principle of honor. Can you imagine that the Bible, as it was written, God was speaking to other people in another place and so forth. But we use them words.
Amen.
We use them words as our present tense blessings.
Oh my,
I want you to get there. But the book of Revelation has your direct blessing.
Hey!
You need to understand, it has a direct blessing that is offered to you and I.
Oh my
but
God.
You will not receive those blessings without the angel releasing them.
Amen.
Amen. You must understand, some people receive the blessings when Abraham was already dead.
Amen. Amen.
He was not there. And they started receiving that which was given via Abraham.
Oh my.
No, you don't get this. So the dying person in your genealogy who had your blessing.
has secured you. You need to know it, but then the problem is to receive these things. That, oh, God is asking them in the book of Malachi, if you, oh my, call me Father, then where then is my honor? And I want you to realize that he speaks that in the last book of the Old Testament, and the same thing comes.
Oh,
when Dawn was supposed to honor the angel and then wanted to worship the angel. There was, oh, hallelujah. There was something about this angel that made John, who saw Jesus.
Yes, sir.
John had the experience with Jesus alive 3.5 years. And John met the Lord Jesus Christ again in the first experience. And he saw one like the Son of Man walking in a mess of the 7 golden candlesticks.
Yes,
and he begins to give us, oh my, in a description of who he was and how he looked like. Now he encounters this angel.
Oh, do something. Oh.
Why would he want to worship this angel?
Oh.
What is going on with this angel? Glory to God. I, Jesus, have sent my angel.
Amen.
To testify unto these things in the churches. He says, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. He gives you his identity.
Yes, sir.
Which takes him from the time of David and declares him in the last days.
Oh.
As he comes back to the church, he comes as a star also.
Amen.
You need to understand why the star, because the star is one sent.
Amen.
The star signifies a prophet.
Amen.
Yes, it signifies a messenger. It signifies an angel.
Amen.
And he says, I am the bright and the morning star. It means that morning there must be an angel.
Amen.
Praise God. It does not mean the seventh. Oh, hallelujah. It does not mean the eighth angel. No. He is number 8.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is number 8. You must understand that David was number 8 of his 7 brothers.
Amen.
Who went 7 times.
Hallelujah.
But 7 times was not chosen.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
But number 8. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And now again, the morning star becomes number 8 of the 7 stars.
Amen.
Are you getting it now?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
This is the angel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You need to understand that. That's very, very important. Now, he says, I'm the root and the offspring of David. Now, he's showing you what happened during the time of David. And he comes again because he says, by me, David came. And I came from David. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
Now, immediately after that, John says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Aye.
That's honor.
Aye.
That's honor. When you have now honored the gift, when you have now received the gift in the name of the gift,
yes, sir.
Now you can speak. Amen. Oh my, with a reward. Because now the Spirit and the bride say come. Meaning the sick nature. You are given authority of a sick nature on a blank check. And the Father says, whatever you put there is what I put.
Amen.
Are you getting there? We need to understand that the adoption, hallelujah,
Amen.
Is a promise. And the adoption is a must do.
Amen.
Amen. And oh, hallelujah. It has to be concluded in the ministry of the messenger that Jesus sent.
Hallelujah.
I, Jesus,
Amen.
He said, I have sent my angel.
Oh.
Jesus knew that there will be an outstanding angel that would not be received as an angel. Because nobody wants to receive it. We're living in times of famous people.
Oh my.
Idols and so forth. But during those times, God will send an angel. Among people that are clever, educated, intelligent, God sent his angel. And Jesus says, it is my angel. So, therefore, in the New Testament, as Jehovah had the angel of Jehovah in the Old Testament, so Jesus has the angel of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And this angel has been through all. Are you getting me? Through all the New Testament.
Amen.
And now at the last day to become flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you get
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Let me just show you what you don't see now. The angel of Jehovah has been dealing with the prophets through all the Old Testament.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And now at the end, after the death of John the Baptist, now at the end, be made flesh and walk among them.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it happens the same. But the problem here is, we have the angel of Jesus Christ and the seventh angel on earth at that time.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I wish I could say, my brother, I can go to a court now. He says, at the time of this appearing. At the time of this. He says, the messenger is on earth at the time of this appearing.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh my. Now, I want us to read Revelation chapter 3 and then verse 19. There's something that I want us to read there. It's very important. Now, I'm going to take you to the Beatitudes. The last seven Beatitudes. The last seven Beatitudes that can only be found in the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We take it from verse 19. Let's just see it. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, when you tell me, the Lord Jesus says he stands at the door and knock. But I want you to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is standing at the door and knock in the messenger.
Amen.
He sent.
Yes,
that's the difference. Between all our messengers, Jesus comes in the last day.
Amen.
And just like he was with Moses, and stand with his messenger to knock at the door of churches. Now, I want you to realize that he's not talking to a singular person. He is referring to a church when he's saying, I stand at the door and knock. At the door of what? A church? Churches, yes, sir. Any man hear my voice. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him and him. He with me. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
To him that overcome, I will grant him to sit with me in my throne as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. You must understand that the Lord Jesus Christ's throne is not yet prepared. It will be in the millennium. When Jesus overcame, he sat in the throne of the Father in heaven. That's not his throne. His throne was promised to David. And that's the throne that he's going to sit in the millennium. So he's promising us the same. Even as I also and sat down with my Father in his throne. He says, he that has an ear, let me hear what the Spirit says unto him. Now the Spirit. Are you seeing that now?
No.
The Spirit is talking to who? Are you seeing it? The Spirit is talking to the churches. The angel is talking to the churches. So the Spirit does this with the angel. When the church also would be in the coma, in the same condition that the angel was with the Spirit. Are you kidding me?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the Spirit and the bride say come.
Amen.
So the Spirit and the angel was knocking.
Amen.
Now Jesus says, I stand and knock. How did he knock? Because Jesus cannot come on earth now until this earth is cleansed. So, how is he knocking? There's a voice in the last day.
Amen.
Of the seventh angel that knocks in the doors of churches. Including the hall and the harlots.
Amen. Yes, sir.
When you say hall and harlots, understand talking about Rome and all other Protestants and all denominations.
Amen.
The voice of Christ in the last day is knocking.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We need to get that clear. We need to get that saints of the living God. The Lord Jesus Christ has sent his angel. Now I'm saying to you, when he knocked, he was with his angel.
Amen.
Just like when he knocked in Egypt, he was with Moses.
Amen. Amen.
Personally, he was with Moses. I need to tell you this. Personally, he was with Moses. And the angel told us that he is here now. Be reverent wherever you are, be reverent. He is here now. He says, I'm not a healer. He is the one who heals you. So that's why I make you to pass him as you come to me.
Amen.
I make you pass him as you come to me.
Amen.
Because I am not the one who's doing this thing. It cannot be any other angel that heals.
Amen.
The only angel that heals is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You show me any angel that heals is the only one angel that can heal is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus as the angel. He says, I have sent my angel. That's why you need to understand when he speaks in the ministry of Elijah. Because it could only be Elijah that engages the Gentiles in the mixed multitude congregation or people whom the Jews can now receive the Lord Jesus Christ, but as individuals, not as a nation, where everybody agree, anyone is included to come in. But the most important thing is, when he split this and grace goes, then therefore Moses and Elijah appears to the Jews.
Amen.
And it is the trumpet that calls the Jews.
Amen.
And that trumpet that calls the Jews releases the Gentiles. Now, I'm not going to talk about that now. The trumpet that calls the Jews releases the Gentiles. Because it is the same trumpet that, oh hallelujah. Paul says, at the last trumpet, he says, the corrupt shall put on incorruption. This mortality shall put on immortality. When? At the last trumpet. That last trumpet is the seventh trumpet among all the trumpets that the Lord has. It cannot be just a trumpet.
Amen. Amen.
It is the trumpet that the Lord has. But now, it becomes a trumpet to the Gentiles, which is a seal to the Gentiles. So, our seal is broken to us to release us to the rapture.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
You need to understand the importance of this angel. He has released a trumpet. Amen. He has, oh my, sounded a trumpet that released us to the possibility of making to the rapture.
Amen.
If we take this message serious and honor this man of God, I tell you, you will change.
Amen, amen.
You will change. You will literally change.
Amen.
That's why he says the seven thunders that are in the book of Revelation chapter 10 will literally change us.
Yes, sir.
Will literally turn our hearts. But we have people in the message, our hearts are not turned yet.
Yo.
And we claim to have received the man of God. You tell me which angel you receive. Maybe you know the angel, but you have never honored the angel. You have never received the angel in the name of the angel.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, I don't know. It came the way I didn't actually prepare it, saying, so you'll forgive me.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's something that I want to take you through so that you may get where we are going now. Glory to God. Oh my.
Amen.
We need to see him as he comes to us. We need to honor him for who he is to us.
Amen.
And we need to understand that he, oh my, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, glory to God. This is what we need to understand and that we need to follow in the last day to understand the work of the angel. Because Jesus is the one who actually sent the angel. Nobody did send the angel. It is Jesus Christ who sent the angel.
Amen.
It is him who claims to have sent the angel.
It's not a man. This Jesus said he sent. Now, you cannot be expecting it. That's why I said to you on Sunday, Elijah is already come. Unfortunately, when people start to open their eyes, they found out. When I opened my eyes, I found out that Elijah has already come and gone. Luckily, in the last days, the voice of Elijah,
Amen,
was made available so that when I come, I may experience and honor the angel that is sent.
Amen.
You need to understand that we have to now understand protocol. Because the Lord sent his angel and he sends the messengers. You must understand, the fivefold ministry, Scripture says, is for the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Amen. Now, a saint needs to be perfected. It means the maturity is needed. You can't just come in and receive the Lord and just be there and remain the person that just came in. You have to grow. You must mature. That is the work of the fivefold ministry. Right. To catch the revelation that is sent to an angel and do what? And perfect the bride.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will perfect the people that I lead.
Amen.
That yes, sir. Send them to my gates to lead. Perfection comes to you, my saint brothers. And you, sisters, is coming one way or the other.
Amen.
Thou shalt be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Hallelujah.
And thou shalt be holy. That's how you are predestinated to be holy and blameless.
Yes, sir.
Before him.
Amen.
Not before me.
Amen.
But before him in love. Blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
You need to understand your blessing. You need to understand where you stand. Amen. You need to get it. That's where you stand. So the angel. Amen. The angel in chapter 6, in chapter 22, verse 6, he says here, and he said unto me, these are the true saints, the faithful and true. Now, you're going to get me when I tell you, I told you this. You're going to get this. When you go into the book of Revelation chapter 3, the scripture says, when he begins to address the seventh church age, he says the one that speaks is, his name is what? Is faithful and true. I want you to understand that the seventh church is actually the last.
Amen.
That's where you see most of what you see at the 22nd verse relates so much to us now. Now he says these saints are faithful. And meaning the information is Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because the word true here is Alethinos. Alethinos means it is not a true in a saying of a statement. Now listen to this. It is that which has not only the name and resemblance, but the real nature corresponding to the name.
Amen. Amen.
Again.
Amen.
It contrasts realities with their semblances. Opposite to what is imperfect, defective, or frail or uncertain. It's not about statement that this is true. The sayings are actually true. It means the saints are a person.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
So when you see Jesus and you see the saints, it's the same thing.
Yes, sir.
That's why John wanted to worship the angel.
Oh my.
That he wanted to worship the angel. That showed him these things.
Oh.
Because, you don't understand. These things came out of this angel. No, this angel did not preach them, expressed them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want you to get what I'm saying.
Amen.
Tommy Osborne told us this.
Sure.
He said, at the time we preached Jesus,
oh,
we did all kind of things, but this man expressed Jesus. We saw Jesus on 2 feet.
Amen.
This is what here John is telling. These things are faithful and true. It is Jesus
Jesus Christ be made manifest,
yes,
and expressed,
amen,
before us, so that we can be in the last day also be able to touch.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh man.
Amen.
When you listen to it, that's why you listen to the tape. It is as though you know this person so much.
Oh my,
you can relate to him as a person, you know.
Hallelujah.
You can touch the experience as being
to
speak.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
This you can receive by revelation, I tell you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You can't just receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
And he says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Amen. For the time is at hand, right? Glory to God. Now, the word keep, I'll tell you, the word keep is terio. Terio, which is in Hebrew, in Greek terio, which means to observe. Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
To watch, to attend carefully, to guard metaphorically, to keep one in a state which he is. Hey, you don't get what I'm saying.
Amen.
It means you can't change the content. You leave Christ as he is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And the word prophecy here means prophetia, which means a discourse emanating from divine inspiration and declaration. The people declaring the purpose of God.
Amen.
You need to give me the man that did this. I'm trying to show you the content that's found in the verse. So that you give me the man that came up with this.
Amen.
In this age, there's only one man, I tell you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
There's only one man. No. Oh, hallelujah. He says here, hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether by reproving and admonishing the wicked, or comforting the afflicted, and revealing things hidden.
Things hidden. Aye.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
By foretelling the future
events. Amen. Come on now.
So, that's the word prophecy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, we need to understand the work of the angel. Because the angel has to come for restitution of all things. He must actually make the condition to be as it was.
Yes, sir.
Jesus must be as he is. The content must be manifest as they are prophesied. Oh my. He must bring the ability. Ooh, he must come against this world that is wicked. And also he must bring us to the revelation. He must actually bring the healing to the afflicted.
Amen.
That's the ministry of Malachi. I tell you right now.
Amen.
It is a ministry we have encountered.
Yes, sir.
Some encountered it and denied it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They came against it. They don't know what they left.
Sure.
To be honest, they have no clue what they left.
Over.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to take you through the seven Beatitudes. The last seven Beatitudes. If you will understand that, I don't know. Amen. Now, we found the rest in the book of Matthew chapter 5, right?
Yes, sir.
So now I want you to find the last seven. This last seven is found in the book of Revelation. Now, no one can receive them without that messenger. Oh, you understand? Jesus had to come to earth to release the blessings that were locked. And it, certain things were locked because of the misinterpretation. Can you realize that if you misinterpret the book of Revelation, how much do you lock? You lock so much for the people. So now, the Lord just has sent his angel now so that nothing is locked for the bride. He unlocked. That's why the revelation of the seventh seal came, so that the bride receives all the blessings spoken to her.
Amen.
In the last days.
Amen.
Amen. The first one, The first one, we found it in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. And let's read it. It says here, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy. We have already explained prophecy,
amen.
And keep, we have already explained that too. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. How can somebody keep these things? How will you keep the seals if you don't know what is contained in them seals?
Amen.
How do you keep the seven thunders if you do not know that which John was told not to write? And there was a promise that it will be revealed. It will be spoken. It will be made. That mystery shall be finished. Meaning, when it is finished, when it is finished, it means it's no longer a mystery.
Yes, sir.
It shall be disclosed. And the sounding of the seventh angel. Unfortunately, the sounding of the seventh angel to them is a flying angel. God will never send an angel on earth and never send a messenger on earth. The angel and the messenger have to serve together.
Amen.
When the three came down,
amen,
to Abraham, it was because Abraham as a prophet was there.
Amen.
Abraham harmonied with God,
amen,
to make it easy for God to come.
Amen.
You need to understand that's not how God works. God does not just send an angel to come and preach to us. The angel is not going to preach to us.
No,
the angel Michael can't preach to us. We need to find a man,
amen,
to speak to us. He said he will send us fivefold ministry, and he said he will send us prophets. Now, that's the first one. He says, blessed is he that what? Readeth, and they that hear,
amen,
the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein for the time is at hand. The word here is okuo. Is oku. Or okuo. Which means to be endowed with a faculty of hearing. I want you to realize that that is not just a hearing.
Yes, sir.
It is that hearing we talk about when we say faith cometh by hearing. It is to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, not deaf, to understand, perceive the sense of what is said. Mm. Are you getting that?
Amen.
So the hearing here, he says, blessed are those we who hear, who read, and who hear. So it means now the things which has been said here, you now have the sense of it.
Amen.
You understand it. You caught the context,
amen,
of the content the Lord was sharing to
amen
us. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
And the word keep here is tereo again, which is to observe, to attend, to give to God, like you said. That is the first beatitude. How will you understand? How will you keep? How will you read the book of Revelation and come out alive?
Mm.
You will have to have the book, the angel of the book.
Mm. Amen.
And Jesus told us that every church will have the angel of the book.
Amen.
Now, it's up to you if you have heard the angel, so that you can keep. But if you did not hear, you would not bother to read.
Mm.
And therefore, it will be unable for you to what? Impossible for you to what? To keep. Because what are you keeping? How do you keep the white horse ride? Of Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, keep it.
Sure.
How do you keep the white horse ride?
Mm.
When somebody will tell you it's Jesus Christ or the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
So how are you going to keep that? But if you know that that's the devil,
amen,
then you are able to escape.
Yes, sir.
And keep truth,
amen,
by understanding that this man came to deceive the church.
Amen.
You can stand against him head or head to head. The second beatitude. The book of Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. And I hear a voice from heaven. We talk about the last seven beatitudes, right?
Yes, sir.
And I hear a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth.
My God.
What is from henceforth? From the time of Paul and them, from the time of Peter and them,
Amen.
The dead are there. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Mm.
What is their labor? They do not labor for meat that perishes.
Yes, sir.
You remember that?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They labored for Christ.
Amen.
Christ was their labor. And their works was what? To believe that
Amen.
They believed. They were identified
yes, sir.
As the ones who believed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of God. Now, when we read these things, if you understand our teaching, when we read these things, you begin to understand now.
Amen.
When he says they are from their labors, so you will ask him, what did they do? You want to go up and down? Like, no. The first thing that you need to do is to believe.
Amen.
And you start waking now. We start waking now. Amen.
Amen.
And the third one, now we talk about the last seven Beatitudes, right?
Yes,
the third one, I'm going to finish on them. Maybe we'll take the subject further, right?
Amen.
Listen to this. Because we are still talking about the angel that must come.
Amen.
And we know that angel that must come should be Elijah.
Amen.
Should be Elijah. So meaning, when we want to know, identify the characteristic of the angel, we need to find what was the characteristics of Elijah. And now to point out and show you that in the last day, the Lord Jesus Christ sent us Elijah again.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
A man of the woods.
Yes, sir.
A man of the field.
The man of the
wilderness. The man of the wilderness, a man that likes to be outside.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We talk about the third one now. The third one says, is now Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Now it says, behold, I come as a thief.
Mm.
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. There's coming a time when nakedness is going to be the most terrible thing that can be felt.
Mm.
Just like Adam experienced in the Garden of Eden.
No.
They will know that nakedness is not a child's play. Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Nakedness is the most terrible thing. Amen. Behold, I come as a thief. Here is a sudden but timely warning to put every man on his guard. When this sudden and generally unexpected tribulation should take place.
Mm.
You see? And he say here, keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. So here is a plain allusion to the office of him who was called the perfect and overseer.
Amen. Amen.
Of the mountain of the temple. His custom was to do what? To go his rounds during the watches of the night. You see, you can find it on the watchers in the Old Testament.
Amen.
And then start to learn how they used to work in order for them to always are aware of what may or what is about to happen.
Amen.
So that they can make others, you see, can warn others. So, if he found any of the Levites sleeping on his watch, he had authority to beat him with a stick and then his vestment.
Mm.
This is the person. So, such a person being found on his return home naked, it was at once known that he had been found asleep at his post.
Oh my, oh my. Oh my.
And have been beaten.
Sure.
And his clothes bent.
Sure.
Thus his shame was seen.
Mm.
He was reproached for his infidelity and irreligion.
Mm.
Are you getting that?
Amen.
So you can't be sleeping. So you understand now. Oh, okay, okay. When Jesus spoke to us about the 10 beasts, he says they all slept and slumbered. But there was a cry of grace. A cry of mercy says, wake up and clean your lamps. You see, there is somewhat a time when all loses touch with the coming of the Lord.
Sure.
To keep watch. And now they decide the Lord delayeth. And started to go on everyone their way. Oh my. And the voice of the seventh angel brought a wake-up call.
Amen. Amen.
To make the people ready.
Amen.
Amen. To wake you out of slumber.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. The fourth beatitude. He says here in Revelation 19, verse 9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Have you seen that?
Amen.
And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God. Amen. So this the same meaning applies here of the true as we actually say. Now that's when here again you realize that John also wanted to worship the angel. When I want you to understand when he says these are the true saints, he is expressing Christ. And whenever the true is expressed, the man wanted to worship.
Amen.
But the true was expressed by the angel.
Yes,
a prophet. The angel told him, no, don't worship me, man. I'm one of the prophets. The angel of Jesus Christ told us already.
Amen.
That he's a prophet.
Amen.
You can't deny it. Bring the prophet.
Amen.
We want the prophet that will feed that prophecy.
So
it's very important to the church. That prophet is important to the church. We cannot be without that prophet. Truly Elijah must come.
Amen.
And restore all things. You can't be restored. Never can you be restored by just reading the Bible.
Amen.
No, sir, by studying the Bible, you can't be restored. You need the revelation that comes out of the mouth of an angel.
Amen.
When you realize these are the true saints, you will see Christ manifest.
Amen.
And you are supposed to benefit from the honor of the angel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The fifth beatitude, Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. He says here, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. I want you to see all these things. So, blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. And now, here he says, those that has what? Part in what? What is this beatitude? Ah, the seven last for the bride. I want you to see it.
Amen.
Because they actually give all the bride needs in the last day. Because the resurrection of them that are asleep is the first resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
And our the changing of the body is actually directly connected with this resurrection.
Amen.
On such the serpent death had no power.
Yes, sir.
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Hallelujah.
Are we getting there?
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The sixth beatitude. Revelation 22, verse 7. Behold, I come quickly, and blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. Are you seeing that?
Amen.
He said he comes quickly. He said he comes quickly. That is the sixth one. Jesus is not delaying. I saw, ask the Lord to reveal to the people, Jesus Christ is not delaying.
Amen.
Do not be fooled by time. Do not be fooled by a clock or by a heartbeat.
Amen.
Jesus is coming quickly.
Amen.
And the word quickly is quickly, please. Glory to God. The seventh beatitude, 22:14. He says, blessed are they that do his commandments. That they may have right. That they may have what?
Right.
The word right means exousia.
Amen.
Exousia in Greek, meaning the power, the authority, the jurisdiction. The power of him whose will and command must be submitted to by others and obeyed.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
You receive the exousia to the tree of life. Are you seeing that? Do his commandment.
Yes, sir.
What is his commandment? Do his commandment.
Amen.
Check them in the scripture. Believe the one whom he sent.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the seventh one, right?
Amen.
Now that we have the seventh beatitude, then we begin to understand what actually happened. That it is in the book of Revelation where the blessings of the bride is actually expressed. And it has to be told to you. It must be preached to you for you to receive it.
Amen. Amen.
The blessing of the church, the blessing that's in the gospel, comes to you by the preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
That's why Stephen says, blessed is he that read and they that hear. You see, some heard but could not perceive. They could not understand. They couldn't get it. That's why they are called the ex today. Amen. Listen to this. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen to this. Revelation 19 verse 10 says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecies. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
So now the angel tell us who he is.
Amen.
The angel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus comes and confirms that I sent him.
Amen.
I sent him. Nobody can say he didn't send. This is not a promise. This is a deal done.
Amen. Amen.
So that when the prophet comes, we may benefit by an honor of receiving the one God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Obey the voice of the angel. That's the message preached in Minneapolis, Thursday, 1950, 07:13. Amen. Listen to this. Let's take paragraph 12. It says here, the whole book of Revelation, when it was wrote, he said, I have sent my angel. Jesus did. And John fell down to worship the angel. And the angel said, stand up, worship God.
Amen.
See, a true angel of God,
amen,
won't stand to be worshipped.
Amen.
And he said that he was of the prophets. And was his fellow man that had been sent to signify these things. Therefore, angelic beings is ordained ministers of God.
Amen.
To come to the earth to be a record of God. And they work through mortal beings.
Aye.
Are you getting that?
Amen.
Just as they did through Daniel, back through the ages there.
Amen.
And I believe it with all my heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me just read. There's I'll just read maybe two other quotations and then I'll close. Now listen to this. Expectation, Cleveland, on Thursday, 1950, 08:10. It says here, paragraph 9. How many believe John, the Revelator, had the Holy Ghost? We believe that, right?
Yes,
we know he was there in the upper room, right?
Amen.
Sure he did. Well, the whole book of Revelation was revealed to him by an angel. And John fell down to worship the angel.
Mm.
The man with the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Come on, saints. You don't hear what I'm saying.
Oh my.
Honor, saints, honor. Honor. Amen.
Oh.
Not worship, honor. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. that right? Did he? See? That you do it not. Now, the angel said, and he said, see that you do it not. No true angel would stand to be worshipped. That's right, said. Be worshipped. Worship God, for I am thy fellow servant and the prophets. Amen. Let's take this one. Let's take this one quickly. I'm not reading too much. I'm reading just a little bit for this where I need this now. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Gentlemen from Bigel, Indiana. Amen. Sunday 60, 1204. Amen.
Amen.
He says here, we found out that when John started to worship the angel said, see that you do it not. Revelation chapter 22. I believe it is. Ne? And he said, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy breath and of the prophets. Right?
Amen.
Listen to this. It might have been Elijah. That's what I wanted to read. It might have been Elijah. It might have been one of the prophets.
Right.
You see, he just leave you, it might have been one of the prophets. So that you may try to find out. It can be one of the prophets. It is Elijah. Who is one of the prophets?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Saints of the living God, let me just leave it there.
Amen.
God bless you. May the Lord help you to understand the honor of God's servants. Jesus sent this angel. We have to find the angel. He said he did. We must find the angel. When we find the angel, we must find also them that work closely together with the angel. Now we get in there. And now we will actually find the revelation and the blessings of the book of Revelation. The scripture says, blessed are those that read and those that hear the prophecy of the and keep them things. I used to ask myself, how can I keep these things? It has to be revealed. That we keep. That's why the seals include marriage and divorce and all other things. There's so much things that are actually included in the seals. So that's why he says keep the things. And there's only one person who said that. You can be able to keep the things that are written if you know what the content is.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you, my precious brother.
Amen.